And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. Tennessee's strong gun culture means you can find a shooting contest in some corner of the state any weekend of the year. But chances are good you've never heard a shooting contest start quite like this.
Caught in a bad spot during the shootout with Burdett's men, Stumpy decided to take a box of dynamite off the wagon as he heads for better cover.
You've also never seen a shooting match like this. All of the competitors standing around me are decked out in authentic 1800s cowboy attire, right down to the hats, chaps, spurs, gun belts, and boots. This is cowboy action shooting. Cowboy shooter Whiskey Hayes tells me the sport got its start in California in the 1980s.
And it just started, just some folks wanting to get together and shoot the old guns, and they started what they call the Single Action Shooting Society, and it grew to be nationwide.
It's since gone international as well. Hayes says there are now clubs in Canada, throughout Europe, New Zealand, and Australia. Aussie four-time world champion Cathouse Kelly and husband Jackaroo competed in the Tennessee State Championship match I attended.
We just love it. We love it for the people and just enjoy it. Yeah.
Think about this sport, it's like a drug. When you start with it, it just hooks you in. And it's very hard to let go.
As you've probably already guessed, competitors use only their cowboy names during a match. They spend thousands on authentic outfits to match those names, thousands more making period rifles, shotguns, and pistols competition ready. When I asked John Derringer about the sport's appeal, his answer was one I heard throughout the day.
I would say because some of us were raised under cowboys, and it used to be Saturday morning. You watch the Westerns, and that's, you know, what you played outdoors.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. The Lone Ranger. Hi-Yo Silver! Away!
That Wild West motif permeates the competition. Shooters work their way through so-called stages. Each stage looks like the movie set version of the Western Saloon, General Store, Sheriff's Office, or Corral.
Began standing at rifle location with hands on table. Pistols are holstered. Rifle is staged on either inside table. Shotgun is staged on opposite inside table.
Once the competition gets underway, the sound is deafening and nonstop. Be warned that gunfire will be heard throughout the rest of this story. The targets are steel plates set at various distances from the shooter. Competitors have to hit each target in the right order with the right gun. That order changes for each stage. The weapons are the same, though, throughout: a shotgun, rifle, and 2 6-shot pistols. The competitors are scored for time, accuracy, and safety. Anyone breaking safety protocol can be disqualified. Competitors watch each other closely as guns are loaded and unloaded. The speed that some competitors achieve is remarkable. Listen as 18-year-old world champion Missouri Lefty gets off 24 shots in 16 seconds from 3 firing positions without a single miss. First, with a shotgun, then a rifle, then pistols in both hands, and a shotgun again. But fast, young competitors like Missouri Lefty are increasingly the exception, not the rule. The largest group of shooters are the baby boomers who can remember those Saturday morning cowboy shows. Some are now in their 80s. John Derringer says it doesn't bode well for the sport.
And I'm sad to say that the sport is tending to age out. Because every one of us is getting older, and it's just... there's not a lot of young replacements coming in.
If you'd like to see some short videos of cowboy shooters in action and browse through a photo gallery, look for links to them in this story at WMOT.org. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.